Welcome to this week's MMA Nut News with Matt Griffiths, where ridiculous meets ridiculous. This week's episode being brought to you by the number 209, because I ain't no punk, bitch. So, last week I had asked a question if you were fighting Frank Mir, and Frank Mir had you in a submission hold, and the only way you could get him to stop was to scream, what would you scream? And the winners are... On Facebook, Lindsay Walker Strike said, every time you break a bone, a puppy dies. And on YouTube, Alfredo DiVallo said, I'd scream to Mir, I'm fucking your wife! Because let's get real, he's going to break my arm or leg anyway. So what do you win for having the two best comments of the week? Two thumbs up. So, Enzo Gracie, the other day, was coming home from somewhere, was being stalked by, I believe it was two perpetrators, peoples, and he pretended that he was kind of drunk, stumbling. They both came close, tried to take his wallet, and he's tweeting this whole fucking ordeal, taking pictures along the way. One of them tries to jump him, I think he drops him with a left hook. The other guy runs away, he pursues him, he can't catch up, so he comes back. This other guy gets back up, regains consciousness, Enzo chokes him out, puts him down, and decides to teach him the Brazilian style of getting your ass kicked, where he decides to punch him in the right eye, he wakes back up, chokes him out again, punches him in the left eye, make him look like a raccoon. So I have to say, be on the lookout for this guy.
Excuse you, Enzo Gracie, I'm going home.
Ronda Rousey's striking coach came out and said that in sparring sessions that she's actually beating professional level boxers, which is pretty impressive considering that she's not that accomplished in the stand-up slash boxing slash striking arena. It's curious to see who some of her opponents were in that time frame. Where's the beef? A real American hero. G.I. John Jones is there. So there's this new league out, the World Series of MMA. Is that right? Yeah, damn right it is. And this one's a little confusing to me. I don't know what the fuck this was to start off with. It kind of reminded me of when you're a child. I don't know if you've ever seen that cartoon where they like to cross things. Like, we got a stool here. We cross it with a pigeon. Now we got a stool pigeon. So I was getting concerned that this might be kind of like the X-Arm thing too, where we're taking arm wrestling, let's combine it with MMA. Now, let's take the fucking World Series of Poker, combine it with MMA. Luckily, that's not what it is. But we have some of the biggest stars in there, like Miguel Torres, and don't forget the announcing crew. We got The Voice, Michael Chavello, Bass Rutten, and now, not that wrestler guy, Kurt Angle, but we actually have Enzo Gracie. So fucking Batman can't be denied. He's gonna announce. He's unstoppable. He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. John Jones will dare. So Batista, who's a professional wrestler, who's dabbling in MMA and is about to have his first MMA fight, said that he got dropped by a boner the other day. And it wasn't just a regular boner, it was a stiff boner. Hit him right in the head. My legs went numb, and I dropped. I just got up and continued around. It's just one of those things. I love it. Batista, fan of the boner. Ding! He never gives up, he's always there. Fighting for freedom over land and air. Go, John Jones! So my question for the viewers this week is Brock Lesnar. Should he be in the UFC Hall of Fame? Yes or no, and why or why not? Best answer will get mentioned on the next show, and you might even get a double finger salute or triple. I'm not quite sure. Remains to be seen. If K1 is kickboxing, and K2 is a dangerous mountain to ski, and K9 is a trained police dog, what the hell is K3 through K8? Fuck. If Jiro is the best sushi maker in the world, why does he wear a white belt? Why? Do they announce it like the UFC? Oh, he is a white belt in sushi. He doesn't give a fuck. He just goes to work. makes that tuna taco taste delicious.